for 12 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
And we're privileged and happy to have you.
And over three decades of Rosie on the House.
All right.
Great big Arizona, good morning to you all.
No, it's all y'all.
All y'all. I'm always a little bit more fired up after a road trip.
You live for road trips.
I do. I live for road trips. And, you know, speaking of road trip, Jennifer and I finished one to Tucson this week. But before we talk about that, I want to just give a little tip of the hat and a little recognition to the employees of Southern Arizona at ADOT. They went along the last week of August, Interstate 10, on an 11-mile stretch, and they picked up 11,000 pounds of litter.
You know what?
That's 1,000 pounds per mile.
I thought we just had really considerate drivers, but that's not the case, huh?
Well,
we have really hard workers who pick it up.
This is incredible. I mean, they put 42 employees together to try and pick up an area that's just kind of notorious for being filthy. And this, when I saw this notice, I just thought, you know what? It's such a beautiful state in any place. We just finished a drive all the way across America, and there's nothing worse than observing a great creation of this world and then seeing fast food bags littered along the side of the curb.
It just may be time to start talking about it again. Remember the Indian with the tear when we were growing up in high school?
Oh,
and,
man.
You know, it made you feel real guilty for ruining the land. Well, I thought we'd gotten really good about not trashing, but maybe we need to teach the next generation.
Well, when I saw this notice, I remembered us interviewing someone from ADOT several years ago about a litter hotline. And I've lost track of that, if it's still open or not. But you can actually go to litter.az.gov. And if you see someone littering from their automobile, all they need is a license plate number, the location, the time, and the type of litter. ADOT will then address a letter to who's ever registered to that license plate. And if it's observed by a law enforcement agent, there's actually a potential of a $500 fine. So I would ask you all to put 877-3-LITTER into your speed dial. And if you see people throwing trash out the window and littering our beautiful state of Arizona that we're here to protect and enjoy, they need the license plate number, the location, the time, and the type of litter.
Does that count for, like, the bed springs we find when we're out riding?
Well, this is it when you witness someone doing it.
But what if you witness somebody out there? Does it have to be on the highway or it can be anywhere?
I believe it can be anywhere.
Okay.
But I have asked Arizona Game and Fish this question before. If I walk into a camp and someone's breaking camp and leaving a ton of trash, can I say something? And every one of the people from Fish and Game and the National Forest say no. Take a license plate number and walk away. Just don't confront. We'll take care of it from our part. So it's not an object of confrontation. It's just let's register it. So Arizona hotline for litter. litter.az.gov. 11,000 pounds of litter picked up.
Well, that really made our drive really extra beautiful because everything's so green right now. Driving into Tucson, oh my gosh.
How many times between Ahwatukee and Marana did you say, look at the water out there?
Standing water. I know, it's so exciting to us desert dwellers to see water.
It was Gary, it was almost like driving over the Chafalaya Basin. I mean, the southeast corner of Queen Creek and I-10 was a marsh.
Wow.
It was absolutely incredible.
And then we were going into Tucson for an event, Arizona Reader's Choice Awards, and we stayed at the JW Tucson Star Pass Resort.
Yeah.
And
what a nice setting.
What an awe-inspiring drive-in. Every, you know, it's just full of saguaros. Every 5 feet, there's a saguaro, and they were fat and happy.
I learned something new. I learned something new about a saguaro cactus this trip.
What's that?
You know their scientific name?
Okay, got me on that.
Carnegiea gigantea, named for Andrew Carnegie, who funded a research lab in Tucson.
Wow.
How about that?
So we got Carnegie, Frank Lloyd Wright, all part of Arizona history.
That's right.
Big guys there.
Carnegiea gigantea. So I learned that actually just walking the nature trail there at the Star Pass Resort.
When I take my crossword puzzle in the morning, I'm writing that down. I'd be willing to bet that's a clue.
Oh, yeah, right. We've got Diamondback tickets to give away a little bit later in today's show, so you're going to pay attention. The Arizona Daily Star, a newspaper in Tucson, gives out Reader's Choice Awards, and Rosie on the House was the winner, again, for the best homeowner resource. And I was just tickled to death by how many Rosie on the House Pima County partners were recognized as the best of the best in the Reader's Choice. It was a fun evening.
It was jam-packed.
I mean, we had Omni Pools walk away with like four or five categories. We had West Coast Roofing recognized.
Temperature Control. And
Joel Kahn. Yeah, so just really a lot of fun. So thank you again, Southern Arizona listeners, KGVY. Appreciate y'all using the network that we've put together. We're going to try hard to continue to build it out. One of the things we do in continuing to try and win your heart is we publish an article every week. And this week we're talking about creating a backyard habitat.
This is a fun topic.
What do you do to encourage wildlife into your yard? Now, next week we're going to have Fish and Game here talking about what do you do to keep wildlife out of your garden.
Well, you want to be selective in which wildlife you invite in. You don't want bears or cougars or bobcats. We're talking about
deer, elk in your orchard, garden, rabbits, javelina. Interesting enough, when I was interviewing Fish and Game today, they said just recently a woman walking her puppy in Fountain Hills was attacked by javelina to the point she was actually hospitalized. So we'll talk more about that this week. Let's talk about birds. And we'll talk about some other wildlife that maybe you're not interested in attracting, but how can we treat them? How many of you are not sitting on your back patio right now because the mosquitoes are so bad?
That's a third segment. Yeah, after 10:30, hang tight. We've got really great information on that. Woo!
Man, it's like they're everywhere. So let's talk about today's article about creating a backyard that welcomes wildlife. And when it comes to wildlife, one of the first things we think about very often that we'd like is the birds. And the thing about creating an environment for birds is they don't only need high, safe places to roost, but they also need low places to feed and roost. If you study the desert, you'll see the palaverdes, the mesquites, all draped down low, perfect little hiding areas. They love the desert fig. They love the manzanita. They love the catclaw. It's all low-based coverage. A lot of people in their landscaping schemes eliminate that low coverage because of the amount of time it takes to manicure it and rake it and collect it. But you know what? That's a part of what wildlife needs, is a little bit of that wild touch to it. So we talk about creating the environment both down low as well as up high.
You don't have to do your whole yard that way. I mean, maybe you have a big lot and you don't want a lot of maintenance, but you could create an area. I know we have on our south side is a little wilder than the rest. And if I'm sitting at my desk and looking out the window, see the quail scurry across
And if your lot is adjacent to any common area or wild area, allow that area to be a little bit to the wild side, encouraging a little bit extra footprint for wildlife to travel. Our dogs were going nuts not too long ago in the backyard at night. I went out there thinking maybe somebody was walking a night walk through the alley or something, and much to my surprise, in the flashlight, I saw the eyes of about five javelina right there in the city of Scottsdale walking through our back wash. So it's critical. How about Jennifer and I were having breakfast at the Star Pass Resort overlooking the wash that the resort is built over. How many yellow butterflies did we see traveling through the desert that morning?
Just hundreds.
It was hundreds, yellow butterflies everywhere. Oh, and how about the yard we stopped in at the end of our trip?
Yeah, one of our listeners had called in, and Rosie let him know we'd be down and we'd stop by Bruce, and he gave us a nice tour of his yard and what he's got going on. He had a specific tree, a question about a tree that was kind of tearing up some foundation, so that was in the backyard. Rosie was taking a look at that, and he said, "Hey, Rosie, just look at the rest of this, would you?" So he's got an older home built in, what did he say, 56?
Well, something created in 1956 doesn't necessarily need to be called old.
It was a brick home, as I recall, right?
Yes, all brick, yeah. Just one of those classic Tucson, mid-century modern home. Just really cool little home.
Yeah.
Cool neighborhood.
Poet's Corner neighborhood.
Yes. Well, the trees are getting so mature, and some of them kind of aged out like the citrus. So he's wanting to recreate his backyard. However, he is a huge bird lover.
How many bird feeders did he have?
He had four. So he had a
specific.
Yeah. Each one was for a different one. So he had a hummingbird feeder. You can understand that. And then he had a finch feeder.
Yeah.
But he had something we'd never seen before. It was a weighted cardinal feeder.
Yes.
So it was a specific weight, so that spring, so that when the cardinals sit on it, it would open
the door
and they could reach in. He just hadn't been able to train his cardinals yet, so he was working on that.
And then he dropped loose seed on the ground for his doves because he had all of his hanging bird feeders dove protected.
Mm-hmm.
So
they didn't take over, yeah.
So he had a backyard and he had fountains and water supplies.
Mm-hmm.
So just a great example of what our article talks about today, creating that backyard habitat.